Now he said, from this day forward, don't you make any decision on any assignment that I give you in the future based on what it costs, based on how much money, based on where it's going to come from, not based on money at all, but on the anointing of the Word of the living God.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he shares the key that will help you make all future decisions in your life. You can walk in victory when you know what to do. Now, here's Kenneth.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ, the Anointed One, Jesus Himself and His anointing has made us free. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Get out of there and stay out. Amen. You don't belong in that other system. You're citizens of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Amen. Now, take a look with me in the book of Colossians chapter 1. Now, with that in mind, stand fast, hold on to it. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. Now let's see, free from what? Colossians chapter 1. Are you there? All right, begin reading with me there in the 12th verse. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us, took us out of that dark kingdom and put us in the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now you've been delivered from the authority of darkness. You've been put into the kingdom of God. Now stand fast to that kingdom. Seek that kingdom. Look for everything in that kingdom. Your job is in that kingdom. Your life is in that kingdom. Your future's in that kingdom. Your health care is in that kingdom. Your economy is in that kingdom. Everything is in that kingdom. So you stand fast.
Amen.
God, I want you to stand for me. No, you can't relegate to God what He's already relegated to you. He did the delivering. He did the translating. He put you there, caused you to be reborn. Now you stand fast. It's because of this scripture right here. He's delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. It's because of that scripture right there we have a nation today. There was a people that had such a hunger to know how God does things. They were not just looking for a place where they could worship. That's part of it. And that's kind of that's the story that elementary history told us. We need to go back and find out what this whole thing's all about. That was part of it. But they had something in them that they were desperate to know how God said things are supposed to be run. How you're supposed to be healed. How you're supposed to do everything. They were so hungry for it, they set up their own study groups and study machines. The Geneva Bible was translated with that burning desire in hearts, in their hearts. And the Bible notes in the Geneva Bible were all the way through the book. You can get a copy of it today, and all the notes are still there. This is God's kind of government, and it's not a king. Now, somebody would all believe, you know, that God is by the divine right of kings and all that. Well, no. Well, Brother Copeland, wasn't there King David? Yeah, and what'd God say about that? He said, Samuel came to him and said, they want a king like everybody else. God said, well, I know and you know it'll ruin them. But they're my people, and that's what they're crying about. Give them one. And then he told them what all he's going to do to them. He's going to destroy you. He'll send your kids to war, and so on. So he would. Having a king was just another form of socialism that God wasn't in it. And they wanted to know, how? What is this? How do you do this? And they searched it, and they searched it, and they searched it. And this group of people that came over here, they set up to learn and to find out what government is, how government is, its authorities, everything. They had study groups assigned among themselves that studied from 2 to 10 hours a day, sometimes more, searching the scriptures. How do we govern ourselves? How has God set this thing up? These were people that understood the basic formality of, the basic form of the just shall live by faith. They grabbed hold of that. So they were born again people in this group. People hungry for God, searching these scriptures. They love God. They want to worship Him. But how do we do this? They had been delivered from the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now, what'd they do? They began to seek that kingdom. They began to seek it night and day. How does it work? What do you do? On and on and on, and God began to bless them, and God began to teach them, and He began to get them together with other people and other things around them until it produced this nation. So now, we need to learn to stand fast in the kingdom of God, and we need to learn to stand fast for what God has given us in the United States of America.
Amen.
To our shame, you go pick absolutely the worst skunks that have ever been elected to office. Just go look at them. They've just got the worst records of anybody. Just bad. Everybody wished they'd just gone away. And go see how they got elected. Go find out. Because you know what you're going to find? They were elected either by the number of the born again people in this country that didn't vote, shunned their responsibility, did not stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free, both from the kingdom of darkness and from the kingdom that's been trying to tear this nation down for over 100 years. Babylonian socialism. Or by the percentage numbers of the born again people of God that did not pray and vote, they voted over their money. And they lost it every time. I had the Lord say this to me years and years ago. I had an assignment that he laid out in front of me, and I didn't know how I was going to get it done. I mean, it just looked like, it was just huge. And I knew I was going to get it done by faith. So every time I'd say, oh, how am I going to ever get this done? It would just come up inside me by faith. Amen. And so I just kept holding on to that. Kept holding on. Kept saying that with my mouth. Kept saying that with my mouth. And over a period of time, and of course, it was a huge, huge breakthrough that God brought about and caused this, what he had instructed Gloria and me to do, to come to pass. And I heard this. He said, what about all those people that are trying to save all that money for me? I said, what? He said, all those church boards and all those ministry heads and all of those Christian people that are going around trying to save my money. I said, I thought I knew, but I said, what are you talking about? He said, the ones that go cheap. Now, and then I didn't know. I sat in on some of them meetings, you know. No, you know, we love pastor and all that, but that's just too much money. I'll just go ahead and walk you through this because it altered my thinking. It renewed my mind and transformed me out of conforming to the world and to the natural church ways of doing things, which I'd been part of. I can't gripe all that much, not for very long, because it don't work. The Lord brought this up in me. I saw it. It was a church board meeting. He said, now what if there was a church board? Hilton, you'll get a kick out of this. It blessed me. And they're about to build a study for the pastor onto the church. And they've looked at all the plans and they got all the prices, you know, and all that. And they got it all together and they're about to vote on it. They're going to have to spend upwards of we know it's going to cost over $50,000, but it probably might even crowd $100,000 the time we build this on. And we're going to furnish it. We're going to full furnish his library. And that in itself is going to be several thousands of dollars. And you got one guy right before the vote. Could I say something? I don't know why. It usually is prefaced with this. Now, everybody in here knows how I love Pastor. I love Pastor just as much as anybody. You all know that, don't you? I don't even want to hear what he got to say. Because here it comes, shovel and all. But now, that's an awful lot of money. You know, we got to be good stewards. We got to save God's money. And like the Lord said, when am I ever going to get any of that money they're saving for me? And he said, this fellow said, now, that little tavern and cafe that's just right catty cornered over across the street? Nice little place. Well, I've been over there talking to the owner. And he ain't never got anybody in there on Sunday mornings. And he told me that if Pastor would like to come over there and do his Sunday morning preparations, and if he would like, he'd set him a little table and a light over there by himself. He'd fix him some breakfast if he'd like to have it. And it don't cost us no $100,000. We can even use his parking lot on Sunday. That's stunning, ain't it? I've heard some of those plans. Here's what the Lord said to me, renewed my mind forever. If you make your decision, now remember we were talking about voting, we're talking about standing fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. If you make your decisions, now he wasn't just talking about church decisions, he's talking about business decisions, he's talking about voting decisions, he's talking about family decisions, he's talking about household government and structure, he's talking about a city government, he's talking about church government, in it, he just laid it out there on the table for me. He said, if you make your decision based on money, you're going to be wrong 99% of the time. And the time you did get it right, you won't have any idea how you did it or how to do it again. He said, that's a faith accident. But he said, if you'll make your decision based on the anointing, you'll be right over 90% of the time. And the times that you are not, I have your attention and I can correct and cause the rest of it to also be successful and come to pass. Now he said, from this day forward, don't you make any decision on any assignment that I give you in the future based on what it costs, based on how much money, based on where it's going to come from, not based on money at all, but on the anointing of the Word of the living God. And he said, if you'll search for ways to get the Word out, the money will come in. Don't seek ways to get the money out. Get the money in so you can get the Word out. Get the Word. Seek ways to get the Word out. What is that? That's seeking first the kingdom of God. Preaching the Word is kingdom of God business. If you preach, if you put your witness as a child of God, your witness of Jesus, you put that first place in your life and you begin to plan and work towards your witness at work, your witness at church, your witness in life, your witness before Him, you'll be surprised how many problems just go away because you'll be seeking first the kingdom and all of a sudden things get started added to you. Amen. So it renewed my mind and my thinking from then on. Now, what if that man had said, you know, folks, now before we make this vote in here today, I want to say this. Our pastor's anointed. That's an anointed man. Don't you believe he's anointed? Yeah, we believe he's anointed. Mr. So-and-so, didn't you get healed under his prayers? Yes, I did. Mr. So-and-so, you got born again. Well, this man led you to the Lord. You believe he's anointed? Yes, sir. I believe he's anointed. What about you, sir? You're a little baby. Been healed? Yes, sir. I believe he's anointed. Well, then I'm going to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen of the church board. We need to protect that anointing. Yes. We don't need him over in that beer joint preparing sermons. I don't want no beer joint prepared sermons in my life. Now, if that's all it was, it might be different. We'd buy the joint and turn it into a church annex. Yep. But that's not all there is. Wouldn't that have been different? Make the decision based on the anointing. How does it affect the anointing? How does it affect your witness? How does it affect the Word that's coming out of your life? How does it affect your faith? It's your faith connection that is so vital and so important to you and to God. Yeah, but that college over there is a whole lot cheaper than nothing over there. Oh, so you're thinking about sending your child over there to that place. You didn't pray about it and say, God, where you want me to send my baby? No, you're going to send your little darling over there where that bunch of socialists can beat all the brains out of him over the next 4 years and send you a piece of meat back. And now you're going to have to lay awake at night and pray and see God through the night and walk the floor believing God and binding the spirits that got a hold of that baby while you was over there instead of talking to God about the anointing. What is your plan for my child's school future? Where do you have planned for him or her to go to school?
Amen.
I don't care what it costs.
Amen.
The cost don't enter into this. Is it God's plan? He may not even plan for your little rocket scientist to even go to college. Oh, Brother Copeland, that couldn't be. The college thing, in most cases, is just part of the social stream. Well, baby, you can be anything you want to be. No, bless God, that's wrong. Not in the kingdom of God, you can't. You need to pray and find out what God has planned for you to be and go get in it just as fast as you can get in it. Wherever in the world it is. Because wherever it is, that's where you're going to find your church. That's where you're going to find the job. That's where you're going to find life. That's where you're going to find everything. Because that's where you're born to be. Hallelujah.
In the beginning, God spoke, and you were made in His image. And just like our Father, when you speak, it shall be. So what's in store for you? Have you been praying for good health, a thriving family, peace of mind, and more good things to enjoy? The answer's not far off. It's closer than you think. Hear Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this gift, Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith. You'll learn to walk in your good future with an unshakable faith. Faith is the answer to every situation, and consistency is the powerhouse to releasing that faith. The Lord spoke to Gloria saying, "In consistency lies the power." When faith is consistent in your heart and your mouth, your circumstances will change. Request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and walk in your good life today. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
Now, according to Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Free from what? Well, free from sin, free... Now, wait a minute before you just go dancing off out there into tradition land. Let's see what. Colossians, the first chapter. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. How did He do that? He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we need to learn how to live in that kingdom and stand fast in our kingdom with a renewed mind on the Word of the living God. You've been delivered from the authority of darkness. Praise the Lord. You have rights and privileges in the kingdom of God that most Christian people, I'm sad to say, have no idea about. So, I got a gift for you. Got something I want to sow into your life that goes along with today's message. Consistency, the powerhouse of faith. That's really what the word patience means. The world's put a thing on patience just to put up with. No, the word translated patience and faith is being consistently, constantly the same all the time. I'll give you for instance, the man and the woman that walks by faith never has to change the way they live because of a drought or because of famine or because of the economy or because of anything else, because they already living by faith. They're already walking in the kingdom of God. You realize what I'm talking about now, huh? All right, Gloria's talking about walking by faith, and I'm talking about unshakable by faith, and I want to sow these into your life. Now, I want you to have them, and we'll get them to you postpaid and all that, but I'm requiring of you to stand in faith with Gloria and me for the things that we have exercised our faith for in sowing these things
into your life. Praise God. So request it today. Go to kcn.org. Amen. Thanksgiving. I want to talk to you about this a minute. This coming Thursday here in the United States, as most of you know, we have a national holiday built around giving thanks to God for the bounty of this that God's blessed this nation with. And so that may be strange sounding to you wherever you live, but now you need to be giving thanks. You can just do it on our day with us, praise the Lord. But there's something I'm going to talk to you about on Thanksgiving Day about how to properly pray at the table, and most people don't do it. You're not doing it scripted. The Lord just jerked me up over this and changed our whole concept of blessing the Lord and blessing this table. You don't want to miss that because it will absolutely open the door to the bountiful life that Jesus came that we might have. Father, we pray for our radio and television audience all over the world. This is our time, Lord. This is our time to be fruitful. This is our time to multiply. This is our time to replenish the earth. This is our time. And we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Everything's going to be all right for the household of faith, for those that insist on walking in love and are determined to live by faith. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. So all this week, we're going to continue in our Thanksgiving special. We need you here. We're inviting you to be here. So come join your faith with ours and get in agreement with us, because I tell you what, miracles are afoot and they're happening. And you need to be right in the middle of that. We love you. God loves you. We love you and we love God because He so loved us. God bless you. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Have dominion over the earth and subdue it in your household and in your life. We'll see you next time. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us at kcm.org or call or write today. Remember to request your free gift, Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, go to kcm.org and request your free gift today. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK.